Crady, co-founder and CEO of Music X-Ray, and this is episode number 14 of the Hook Blast Podcast. This is the podcast where we listen to the hooks from the songs that are trending among the music industry professional community on Music X-Ray, and where we talk about 21st century A&R and music supervision, and how the industry is using data analytics, machine learning, music analysis software, and the crowdsourcing of the decision makers in the music industry to identify high potential songs and talent at the earliest possible stage. And we're going to jump right into it with our first hook from the first song today, called Sunshine by Jennifer Adon. Jennifer Adon is from the San Francisco Bay Area but lives in Nashville. She wrote the two-week number one hit for Blake Shelton called She Wouldn't Be Gone. That was her first cut and her first number one. She wrote the song that you just heard, Sunshine, with Stephanie Riddell and Michael Smith out of Los Angeles. You can find more music by Jennifer Adon at jenniferadon.com. And the next hook we have up is from a song called Road to the Throne by a group called Our Last Night. Next hook we have up is from a song called The Collie, featuring J Nunn and Amani by P Butta.
When something's calling for me, I feel it now more than I ever have. It's an incredible feeling, it's just like how I thought it would be. They say these feelings never last, but I hope it never fades away. I'm just doing what I know, maybe right, maybe wrong. I'm just learning as I go, in good time it's gonna turn into what the story will be. I feel it now more than ever, and I hope it never fades away.
Pete Butta is the writer and the performer, did some engineering on that song, and is even heading up the work on the video for that song. He writes all his own material and works on the beats as well. This guy is a multifaceted, multi-talent. All right, I like to take a couple minutes in the middle of the podcast and talk about something Music X-Ray related. Today I want to talk about the trend that we're seeing across so many industries of data analytics and how data is being applied to get better results. It started gaining popularity a few years ago. You may have heard of a movie called Moneyball. It starred Brad Pitt. It was about a true story about the Oakland A's, a Major League Baseball team in the US, if you aren't familiar with that. The Oakland A's was a small budget team. They couldn't afford the biggest players and the best players that would make them competitive with some of the bigger teams like the New York Yankees. So their general manager, Billy Beane, decided that he was going to use data analytics to go down to the minor league teams and find the players that on paper were statistically doing the best. They were the best catchers, the best batters, the best runners, and so forth. These were players that otherwise weren't really popping up on the radar of the other recruiters from the other teams because they weren't the biggest names, they weren't the ones making the big spectacular plays, but they were the ones who were consistently showing that they had the performance skills to be very, very competitive. So the Oakland A's hadn't been to the playoffs, the championship series, for many years. And Billy Beane was able to put together a team on his budget that over the coming 4 years went to the playoffs every single time. It became known as Moneyball. Today, almost every Major League Baseball team uses a team of statisticians and data analysts to find and identify the best players and also change the way that they play every week against the other teams, who they're also doing opposition research on. This type of activity, this type of data analytics has permeated across to other sports like the NBA and the NFL as well. And all sorts of industries are using data analytics and trying to find the objective data and the statistics that actually find the best business performance. In a sense, Music X-Ray is Moneyball for the music industry because we're able to use data analytics to identify the high potential songs and talent at the earliest possible stage. We're able to identify songs that have a very high probability of getting deals in the music industry that may not be from the artists with the biggest names or the most traction, or that objectively someone would say that person is a star or that song is very, very commercially viable. So as you get to use Music X-Ray, as you become more familiar with it, you'll begin to see how we use the data, how we reflect that data back to the artists, how the industry professionals can see that data, and how they use it to drive success. And that brings us around to a hook from our next song called Focused by Emily Faith. Of that, we have a song called Reverie by Futures from their debut EP, The Things We Leave Behind. Here we have a song called Feels Like Fate by a writer who's been on our program before named Katie Floyd. That's K-A-I-T-Y, Floyd. And the performer on this song is Tristan Blaine. There's something about the way you look into my eyes. There's something about the way you say my name. There's something about the way the world makes sense. More music from her at katiefloyd.com. That's K-A-I-T-Y-F-L-O-Y-D.com. And finishing out our selection of hooks today, we have a song called Wait For Me by Merritt Whiteley. Again, that's Merritt Whiteley and her song, Wait For Me. All of her music is available on iTunes, and it happens to be the title track from her new self-written album. All right, so that's all the time we have today for the Hook Blast Podcast, episode number 14. I'd like to remind everyone that all these songs are copyrighted by the artists and the publishing companies. To get your songs on the Hook Blast Podcast, your songs must be trending among the music industry professional community on Music X-Ray. Go to musicxray.com, click on the button, I am an artist, or I am a music industry professional, depending on who you are. And there's a couple videos and some explanation there of how you can use Music X-Ray to advance your business goals in the music industry. I'll be back next week with episode number 15 and some more hooks. Until then, over and out. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.
If you let me, I'll be on a plane in the morning. You'll see, you'll see. And I'll be the girl you've been searching the world.